your morning team show on WSGW at 6:43. You with Dave and Pat and Charlie. The Wednesday edition. If you listen on 100.5, you listen on 790. Through Siri, through Alexa, through WSGW.com. Tequila. Hey, if you're going to play the song, you got to get the tequila in there, don't you?
Yeah, absolutely.
It's a nice little blast from the past, from 1958, although this song, I mean, talk about one of those songs that's gone generational for its use in so many different ways, not just for listening, but for attachments to TV, movies, commercials, things like that.
Timeless.
Oh, very much so. And it's the basis for my journey into a maze of information and, well, I don't know if it's misinformation, maybe conflicting information. One more time. Tequila. This is all actually based, and I apologize in advance, ladies and gentlemen, but since I went through it, you need to go through it too. And actually, I was actually kind of fascinated by some of this stuff. And as always, not as always, but as many times we talk about, and because of something we do when somebody passes away, and this morning's wake-up song. It was an honor for Jim Seals.
Yeah,
about the Seals and Crofts. He's 80 years old. Mm-hmm. And we used Summer Breeze. And so you've seen some more stories coming out. And I saw reference to this one. Jim Seals, who had another claim to fame, he played sax on Tequila by the Champs.
Oh, really?
That's what I said. I said, oh, really?
Is that true?
And I said, Crofts played drums on that song.
That's true.
Yeah, they were in the Champs' teens. Pat Johnson, say that one more time.
Is that true?
That's what my question was. So I said, well, I need to maybe find a little bit more about this. I mean, right. I never do that.
I didn't either.
And so the journey began.
Okay.
So I first, of course, go to the ultimate source in honesty, Wikipedia. This is the easiest thing to do.
Of course.
Most of that information I actually find is pretty accurate. And maybe this is accurate and everything else is wrong. I don't know. So I go, first of all, I go to the Champs page. All right.
Oh.
Now, and then I discovered this, which I never knew. The Champs, an American rock band, which took their name from Gene Autry's Horace Champion.
Oh, really?
I never knew that.
Is that true?
Oh, I see where this is going. So after every sentence, I'm going to pause, and one of you guys have to
You're
say.
Raising you raising a lot
can,
of questions.
You can
here.
Alternate. Pat, next time it's your turn. Yeah. And then I didn't know this. Apparently, the group was formed to go into the studio to record a B-side to what was going to be the intended more popular release of a Dave Burgess single called Train to Nowhere. That was the A-side. The Champs performed just to record this instrumental, which was going to be the B-side of that.
Hmm.
The B-side became the more popular hit, as we all know.
Yeah.
Okay, fine. Now, remember what I told you about? It says here in this one story, Seals playing saxophone and Dan Cross even playing drums. So I go, well, let's go to the song Tequila to find out more. Tequila was written by saxophonist Danny Flores. By saxophonist Danny Flores? So why is Seals playing sax on the phone if there was another saxophonist who wrote the song? Okay. Flores, it says here, his dirty sax and low-voiced tequila are the hallmarks of the song.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm
okay, wait a second now. Seals played sax and tequila. Danny Flores, dirty sax and low-voiced tequila are the hallmarks of the song.
Did they have more than one sax?
Well, that was my
song?
Question, you know.
Possible.
All right, let's dig a little bit more here, see if we can find out about Danny Flores. He was a saxophonist. In this next click, I find out he suffered a jaw injury the night prior to the session. He had a brawl, it says, in a local establishment.
Oh.
So he couldn't play saxophone on the recording session for Tequila.
So they needed a sub.
However, all it says here is, so another saxophonist was called in to play the trademark dirty sax solo.
That's all they say.
Doesn't name them. So I still can either confirm nor deny whether it was seals. Oh. And yet there's still more.
Oh,
if that's not enough, for you. Let's see. What I got? Where do I go next? Oh. So I decide, well, maybe I can go to Seals and Crofts' site to find out more about this.
Mm-hmm.
And it does make a reference to them being in the champs. Are you ready for this one, though?
Sure.
Seals and Crofts moved to Los Angeles to join the champs, but they did so only after the group's Tequila reached number one in 1958.
All right.
So how could Seals have played sax if he and his partner didn't go to Los Angeles and join the group till afterward?
Hmm.
The plot continues to thicken.
Yeah, it does.
And?
One more thing I discovered.
All right.
And I stopped clicking at this point.
You were clickbait, eh?
By 1963, Seals, Crofts, and Glenn Campbell left the champs. Glenn Campbell? Glenn Campbell? Where did that come from? That's what it says here. And they formed a band called Glenn Campbell and the GCs. I stopped there. Because that was a whole other venture I wasn't getting into. So,
where does it end?
Well, it ended there because I stopped there because I'm like, forget it. I don't have time to do any more of this research because I'm not sure where this is going to take me next, and I'm not sure I want to go there. So, ladies and gentlemen, take it for what it's worth. Again, honoring Seals for his death and whether or not he was actually playing the saxophone for the champs, his partner playing drums, yep. But yet they weren't there until after the song was recorded.
Right, right.
And yet the original saxophonist couldn't record it, so another saxophonist was called in, but they don't name him.
And now, folks, you know why Charlie gets here at 2:30 in the morning.
That's right.
Have enough time to do all of his research.
Which, by the way, I did nothing else this morning, so after this
bit, this is it. No, we're done. All right, well, good. Well, that's the show, everybody. All right, good. Hey, the only thing I see is in Rolling Stone, probably you saw it too.
Oh, please.
The only thing they have is that they joined the champs, known for their instrumental hit Tequila. Parenthetically, Seals and Crofts did not appear on the track. That's Rolling Stone says.
If Rolling Stone, well.
Yeah, there you go.
Is that not the gospel of music?
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. Okay.
That great investigative journalism they got going there Rolling Stone, you know.
Hey, they do pretty good work.
They do pretty good work.
I'll give them credit.
All right.
I will say that I'm ignorant on something when it comes to Jim Seals' death. I didn't know that his brother was Dan Seals.
Oh, yes.
I didn't know that. I did not know the guy who says, really want to see you tonight, right?
England Dan and John Ford Coley. Yes,
yes. I did not know that.
That's another good one there, too. That.
So, boy, everybody's getting their fix of Jim Seals here today.
I tell you, I think I broke a sweat.